Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
Bible understanding is the topic of our lesson today. And simply stated, Bible understanding is the result of some things that you do and that God does. It's the result of praying and reading and believing and doing and studying and trusting and simplifying as you open your Bible. You have to trust the Holy Spirit to teach you. Now, it's very common for people to ask me a question, you know, how do I understand my Bible? And the reason they ask is they want to know how to understand what they're reading. And truly, there are many study aids, like commentaries, that could help. But the trouble is, when you get into those commentaries, you don't know who to trust and who not to trust, and you don't know whether what you're getting is something that the fellow got from God or from some other teacher or from some thought that he had in his mind. So instead of going in that direction, there are some basic things that you need to do. First of all, start with the King James Bible. And you say, well, that seems to me to be the hardest one to understand. Well, the King James Bible is Scripture. And this broadcast isn't about showing you why we believe the King James Bible is Scripture. It's about understanding your Bible. But I'll tell you something. When people do with their Bible what we're going to tell you to do today, what you're going to see from the Scripture to do today, I have found that once they pick up a King James Bible and do these things, they don't need a modern Bible. They don't want a modern Bible. They are not interested in retranslating by going back to Greek and Hebrew, word studies, none of that. Because they realize they've got Scripture and they've got the Spirit of God to teach them. I believe with all my heart the words in the King James Bible are God's words. I mean every single one of them. Not the message, not conveying what God said, not the Word of God as if, you know, there are several ways to translate it. I mean the literal words of God, the ones God wanted on paper in English for you and me. I really believe this, and I've seen it over and over again. You will never understand God's words in a modern Bible like you will in a King James Bible. There are people who get things, you know, out of a modern Bible. I'm not saying that they don't get anything at all, but you're never going to understand God's words in a modern Bible like you will in a King James Bible. When I hear men retranslating and saying, a better translation is this, or did you know the word in Greek was that, and so forth and so on, they don't come up with any advanced revelation. They don't come up with anything you could not have already seen by just simply reading and believing the words in a King James Bible. You say, well, I don't understand all those words. You don't understand all the words that are in a modern Bible. You'll need a dictionary for either one of them. But I'll tell you, I think you'll need a dictionary less in a King James Bible than you will in a modern Bible if all the studies that I've read are true. So I say just start with the King James Bible. I don't mean to be offensive by that at all. I'm just telling you, if you really want to understand your Bible, get God's words. You know, it simplifies the matter. Just get that Bible, and then here's what to do. Number one, pray. Pray. Psalm 119 verse 18 says, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. It's one of the greatest prayer requests regarding Bible reading. That's what the psalmist prayed. Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. What does that mean? The Holy Spirit, God Almighty, has to open the Scriptures for us before we can understand what they say. And I'll give you a good example back in Luke chapter 24. There are two disciples on the road to Emmaus, and they do not recognize that they are walking with Jesus Christ in his resurrected body. They don't recognize him. And Jesus Christ has several ways that he could reveal himself to them. For one thing, he could just show them the holes in his hands and the holes in his feet, like he did to Thomas, but he didn't do that. The Bible says in Luke chapter 24, verse 32, they said one to another, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures?" The way Jesus Christ revealed himself to those two disciples on the road to Emmaus is that he took them back through the scriptures. All that the prophets have spoken, verse 25 says, and showed them, verse 27, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And he opened the scriptures for them. And when he opened the scriptures, then they understood the scriptures, and they also understood that he was the Christ. In verse 45 of the same chapter, Luke chapter 24, when he's dealing with his disciples, he tells them that all things must be fulfilled, in verse 44, which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me, verse 45, then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. Now, how is that going to happen? Listen, just ask the Lord to open the scriptures so that you will understand what he wants you to understand about the thing you are reading each day. And that comes as a matter of prayer. Pray. That's the first thing to do if you want to increase your Bible understanding. Pray. Here's the second thing to do. Read. Isaiah 34, verse 16 says, "Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read." You know, it shocks me. I suppose the one phrase that I have used more than any other in all these years of preaching on the radio is read your Bible. I say it over and over. And I know repetition is a good teacher. But when I say that, I sometimes wonder, because there are a lot of people who do not read the Bible, and yet they say, "I wish that I understood more Bible." They won't read it. Now, there have been times when I've had folks in my office that have come to ask me questions about the Bible, and I love that. I'm glad that they're curious and they want to know. And they'll look at their Bible, and the pages are white and still stuck together, and they'll look at my Bible, which is worn and torn. And I've had people say to me before, "Man, I wish my Bible looked like that." Well, it can. I didn't go, you know, out and throw this in a ditch and let it weather. It got this way from use. And you have time. We all have time to read the Bible. And with reading comes understanding. You know, there is no replacement for simply sitting down in a quiet place with no distractions and reading what the Bible says. "Desire ye the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby," the Bible says. Now, for this to be effective, you got to read several pages every day. Some people say, "Yeah, I read several verses, or I read a chapter." Yeah, I don't know how much Bible reading that, you know, to suggest to you. Some people in our church read by the Bible calendar. That is a publication that puts you through the Proverbs 12 times in a year, the Psalms two times in a year, the New Testament, I think, four times, and the Old Testament once. Or perhaps it's New Testament twice and Psalms four times. In any case, it puts you through the Bible a full time with some extra. And they get a blessing out of that. It really helps them. And it is sufficient for them. I would say don't read less than through your Bible once a year. I think that's a minimum. But I can't tell you how much more than that you should read, because, listen, it's not doing you any good if you're simply reading it, but it's not going in. You're simply reading it, but you're not digesting it. That doesn't make any sense to set a number real high just so you can say that you're going through it twice or three times a year. If you can digest it, if you can understand it, if you can absorb it, yes, but if not, read at least one time through every year, and read it all the way through. And then when you finish, start over again and keep reading. Repetition is a great teacher. So read the Bible. And as far as distractions are concerned, cut out the other things going on around you. I suggest to you, if you're a better reader in the morning, I am, don't go to your email first. Don't go to your messages first. Don't go to your voicemail first. And please, whatever you do, don't go to the news first. Those things will upset you or distract you. And then when you sit down to read, you just can't absorb what you're reading because your mind is preoccupied with other things. All right, what do you do if you want to increase your Bible understanding? Pray, read. Number three, believe. If you want the Lord to show you what's in the Bible, you must believe what you are reading. He knows whether you believe it or not, and if you don't, you're not going to understand it. In Luke chapter 8 and verse 15, we are reading about the interpretation of what happens when the seed falls on good ground. The Bible says that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart have heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. What does that take? It takes an honest and a good heart, a heart receptive to the words of God. In John chapter 8, verse 43 through 47, the Lord is talking to the Pharisees. And he says, you can't understand my speech. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. We're in John 8, 43, now 44. You're of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore heareth them not, because you're not of God. So if you'll believe what the Lord said, you're going to have a better time of understanding it. The problem is a lot of people come to the Bible as a skeptic. Say, I don't know whether I believe that or not. Well, God knows your heart. That's a heart that is a little bit stony or a little bit choked out with thorns and thistles. And guess what? You're going to be limited in what you understand in the Bible. Now, the preacher that trained me said that you must read your Bible with a humble mind and a believing heart. That is, you're not passing judgment on the Word of God. It's passing judgment on you, and you're believing what it says. A man that doesn't believe every word of what he's reading will never understand what he's reading. So you've got to believe it. All right, here's something else to do. If you want to increase your Bible understanding, pray, read, believe, and then do. In other words, once you start getting into the Bible, you must do what it says. Job 28:28 is a fabulous verse of Scripture because it really helps you to understand where understanding comes from, in part. You know what he says in Job 28:28? To depart from evil is understanding. There you go. To depart from evil is understanding. In other words, the Bible will point out sins in your life, and you must depart from them. And as you follow what the Bible says, you begin to understand more about what it says. In James chapter 1, and verse 22 through 25, watch what the Bible says. James 1:22. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. In other words, you hear what the Bible says, you do what it says. If you don't, you deceive yourself. For if any man, if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Now, I know he didn't say much about understanding the words of God there, but the truth of the matter is Job did, and he said to depart from evil is understanding. I was dealing in a county jail for, several years early in the ministry, and had another fellow in there. I was the teacher, he was the preacher. And every once in a while, the prison being locked down, and so the sheriff would let us go back in one of the pods and talk to the guys, and there were several guys sitting around one of the tables in there, probably half a dozen of them, and they wanted to have a Bible study, and that was great. And one of them said to me, he said, you know something, I'm stuck. I started in Matthew, read all the way to Revelation, got to Genesis, read all the way to Proverbs, and now I'm stuck and I can't get through my Bible reading. I said, what's the problem? Well, he said, I don't know, but I'm hung up there. I said, well, let's talk a little bit about what's been going on in your life. Long story short, he had gone to court and lied to the judge. Well, you know, there's an awful lot about lying in the book of Proverbs. And what happened is that the Bible was bringing conviction about an evil in his life that from which he needed to depart. And until he did, he was not getting any more Bible. His understanding was limited to what he'd already seen. Well, he did appear before the judge again. He did straighten it out by telling the truth, and that just unlocked the problem right there. And he went right on about reading and understanding what God would give him in the Bible. Well, that confirms then what Bob Jones Sr. said. He said, sin will keep you from this book, or this book will keep you from sin. So, if it's going to keep you from sin, do what it says. And when you do, you'll understand it. So, how do you increase your Bible understanding? Pray, open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Read, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. Believe, do. To depart from evil is understanding. And then this, study. Very important verse of Scripture. Study, study. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God. So you're not trying to be approved unto men, not trying to impress anybody with what you've learned, not trying to win an argument or set yourself up as the best apologist. You're studying to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. In other words, the word of truth is divided. For instance, very simply, you have an Old Testament and a New Testament, and there are some changes that took place with those two divisions of the Bible. You need to understand them. And then there are some other right divisions of the word of truth according to the covenants that God made with different people at different times. But you know, you can overdo it and improperly divide the word of truth, or not divide it at all. And so he says, you know, the way around that problem, the way to get through this problem, the way to understand what to do is to study. Study to show thyself approved unto God. So you understand from this verse that studying the Bible is, watch it, work, man. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman. So it's going to take work. And you know something? If people aren't reading their Bibles, and most of them don't, most professing Christians don't read their Bibles, you can be sure if they're not reading their Bibles, they're not studying their Bibles. They may be doing a pre-printed Bible study. They may be doing a book study. They may be reading through a commentary or somebody else's take on the Bible. But study the Bible. I mean, just pick it up and dig through the Scripture. Not too many doing that. And yet that's the command of God. And you know why they don't do it? Because it takes work. And you got to start with the basics. You know something? When you went to kindergarten, they didn't start teaching you physics because you were young. So they taught you A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you see? And the same way with the Bible. You got to start into some things that are simple and do some work. Now, one of the best ways to study is to use the marginal cross references in your Bible. I've got a Cambridge Press Bible, and it has center references, marginal references, and I can look at those, and I can see the little letter that's printed in the verse that relates to a cross reference in another part of the Bible. And by looking at those two things, get a better understanding of what God is saying in the passage I'm reading. That's called comparing Scripture with Scripture. A concordance is helpful, and you can get a concordance on your phone. You download it. There's several, and they're cheap, and they are so helpful. You can simply type in a word or a series of words to cross-reference something that you're reading, and you can see it in another passage, and when you see it, it's like, wow, now I get the full picture. Study. All right, here's something else you can do to increase your Bible understanding. Trust. You must trust the Holy Spirit to give you an understanding of the Bible. Now, quickly, because we've already covered some of these things, there are four things that you need to remember here, and I'm going to go through them fairly quickly, not because I don't want you to know what they are, but because we've dealt with these to some degree. Trust. You've got to trust the Holy Spirit. And here are the four things. Number one, revelation. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 to 14 shows us that the Holy Spirit reveals the things of God to us. these things cannot be received by the natural man. So you must be saved, and you must rely upon the Lord to show you what he wants you to know. Jesus Christ said, I thank thee, O Father, that thou hast not revealed these things unto the wise and prudent, but unto babes. In other words, the Holy Spirit is very selective about who he reveals these things to. And if you come to him humbly and say, you know, to the Lord, I need to understand what I'm reading here and rely upon what he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 to 14, he'll show you something. He'll show you just what he wants you to see. It's called revelation. Another one is inspiration, and we studied this recently. The Bible says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Job 32:8 says, there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth him understanding. So the work of inspiration is a work that goes on today. Essentially, God breathes on the words of Scripture and gives you an understanding of what you're reading. Now, in order for that to work, you've got to have Scripture, because he says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and you're going to find the Scripture in a King James Bible and not in other modern English Bibles. For instance, when you pick up a Bible that professes to be easier to read and understand, you know what you've already told the Holy Spirit? I'm not depending on you to tell me. I want these scholars to tell me. You've already told the Holy Spirit by your choice that you're not relying upon him to help you understand the Bible. You're relying upon modern scholarship. You're relying upon your own education. You're relying upon your ability to go to a book that tells you what a Greek word means or a Hebrew word means so that you can pride yourself that you dug something out of somebody else's scholarship. And you're going to end up confused. That's right. Inspiration is a work of God today to show you what he said. And when you have the Scripture, which is contained in the King James Bible, he can show you. All right, the next thing about trusting the Holy Spirit to teach you is found in 1 John. 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 27. And the Bible says, the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. And you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him. You know what that shows us? 1 John 2:27 shows us that you need the Holy Spirit actively involved in teaching you the Bible while you're studying. Now, the Lord has given us teachers. I'm talking about men. We know that from Ephesians 4:11 and 12. That's right. Those are pastors and teachers, you know, apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastors and teachers. Why? For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, for the perfecting of the saints. So he gave you pastors and teachers. But the trouble is, many teachers are not truthful. They're liars. And it may be that they're deceived themselves and they don't know they're lying. It may be that full well they know they're lying. Paul said back in his day in 2 Corinthians 2:17, there were many that corrupted the word of God. And Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 2 that there are many false teachers and false prophets. So if you only trust men who are teaching you, you're going to end up being deceived. But when you trust the Holy Spirit to teach you, then you'll be able to discern between those teachers who lie and those teachers who speak the truth. I mean, often your understanding of the Bible is limited because of bad teaching. Jehovah's Witnesses, for instance, they study a lot. I say to the shame of Christians, Jehovah's Witnesses study a lot more than professing Christians. But you know what? They are terribly deceived. Why? Because they are only following men. It is a religion. It's not Christianity. And as a result, because they don't do their own studying, because they depend upon the watchtower, because they depend upon the local elder, they are terribly deceived and they get the Bible all fouled up. But when the Holy Spirit is in you and you study, then with that anointing, he can show you what's true and what's not. And then there's repetition. Isaiah 28, 9 and 10, line upon line, line upon line. And that, you know what that just basically tells us? We need repetition to learn. In other words, the Holy Spirit is only going to give you a little bit of understanding at a time. He's not going to give you the whole load at one time. Little here, a little there. line upon line. That's precept upon precept. That's what you read about when you read Isaiah 28, verses 9 and 10. Just you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. Just get that down, then we'll show you C spot, run. Get that down, then, you know, a little bit more. But you got to start. You got to start in with that repetition and build, you know, coming up from the basics. The problem is most times people are too impatient and want more than the Holy Spirit is ready to give them, and that gets you into trouble. All right, so that's on trusting, and then I'm going to give you one more thing. I know it's a lot, but it's helpful. You just write it down. Here's what you want to do if you want to get some Bible instruction, Bible understanding. Simplify. Avoid the popular temptation to search the Bible only to be the kid who finds something complex and new that no one else has seen. That's like the Athenians. And all they wanted to hear was something new in Acts chapter 17, verse 21. You see, many people, when they get saved, they want to jump right into Revelation, right into Daniel, right into Ezekiel, and start hunting for the time of the second coming. They want to start hunting for answers to whether the church goes through the tribulation. They want to see the fulfillment of the scriptures regarding the Antichrist and all that other kind of stuff. And you know what? They never get a foundation upon which to grow. And consequently, they don't understand the Bible. So what do? Build upon the simple and basic doctrines of the Bible, because these are the ones on which you will grow. So let's wrap it up and give you a summary of what we've heard today. You want to increase your Bible understanding, then do these things. Pray, Lord, open thou mine eyes. Read, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. Believe, a humble mind and believing heart is what God uses to show you the Bible. Do, to depart from evil is understanding. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Trust the Holy Spirit to reveal it to you, to inspire it to you, to anoint you so you can understand it, and to give it to you by repetition. And then finally, simplify. Stick with the basics until you get those down well, and then build upon those basic, simple doctrines. And you know what? You're going to start understanding the Bible. And I pray that God will bless you as you study and read. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.